Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And his return is very soon. And it's amazing the things that God is doing in these last few moments. God is putting together things it's amazing what he's doing and how he's doing it. And I thank God for all the people that he's blessing and preparing. And, you know, I used to be very concerned every time he talked to me about the rapture. I thought about what people haven't heard and things that I know in his, you know, I know what God has done in my life and the things that I learned in his presence. And it's so wonderful. I believe people would love to know it if they had an introduction to it. And if they would just love God and take him at his word, they would learn it. And there are things that's possible, and many people don't know it. And that's problematic. I don't like that. I wish people knew how good it could really be. And people are bombarded with distractions. I was telling a friend of mine yesterday, if the enemy works day and night to distract people from the knowledge of God. We're made in God's image. Everybody is. And there's a longing for the knowledge of God. But if you have a strong desire for the world, then it consumes your appetite for the things of God. You know, and this has played out before. And the problem is people don't know what happened in the past, so they repeat it. And even though knowledge has increased, so has the will of man. And that's problematic. You know, Romans chapter 1 tells us some things that we need to know. And it would help us to not make the same mistake that was made previously. You know, this whole chapter, it tells you, it shows you what happens when people try to include the wiles of the devil in their life. Now, they don't call it that. It's just, they're just trying to have fun and have a good time. But the enemy has already figured out a way to keep them down. When you watch a movie, the world is intriguing you to keep you down. When you listen to music from the world, it's intriguing you to keep you down, to not look up, to not rise above, to believe you can't. And with false desires, all the things of the world, the lust of the eye, the lust of the flesh, the pride of life, these things are false. They subtract from you. They don't add to you at all. And they're getting you to look at the wonderful things that God has made for us to enjoy as a God. You know, Satan is his deception is full of idolatry, and he wants people to reach out and keep satisfaction at the forefront. This is an attack. He's not trying to help you. He's not trying to bless you. He's not trying to make you happy. If Satan's trying to make you happy, there are strings attached. I promise you, there's fine print, just like a evil crooked lawyer and an evil crooked justice system. They allow fine print should not be allowed. The document should be easy to read and easy to understand. The fine print is there to deceive the person that they want something from. That's the only reason it exists. And it takes a lawyer to interpret it. And you can't half see it. It ought to be illegal, but they call it justice. So what I'm saying is, with Satan, there's a lot of fine print. There's a lot of, he hides the hook. He wants you to taste the bait and focus all of your attention on what he's doing. But when you back up and look at the big picture, what did God say? And if you don't love God, you won't receive the comparison you need to make a judgment. Now, if all of the songs and all of the shows were cut off all at once, people will have a chance to reconsider things. That's one reason nuclear war hasn't happened. Not the only reason, of course. But Satan is really not motivated to tear up the infrastructure. And he's not really motivated to tear up the deception. If he loses that, a lot of people might wake up because they stay interested in the world and they're leavened against God. And anytime there's a crisis, people rethink their life and start praying. When that happens, they get saved because God is waiting on them to look to Him. When men start looking to heaven, then they come out of jail. They come out of Satan's jail. They're unhooked. They are free. So, as I read Romans chapter 1, consider these things. I'm going to start at the beginning because it's very rich. And this is a day we need to be following God. Now, anybody that follows God and they pay attention to the Lord and they're learning His ways and they're serving, they're drawing near all the time. And they're growing. And God is interacting in our life and it's a blessing. Just like in mine. I can tell you so many miracles. On these broadcasts, I talk about miracles all the time. It's part of my life. I see them. I was healed yesterday. You know, I had a problem with my right ankle. It had a pain. My wife prayed for it. It felt better. But when Pastor McCann had a word of knowledge about the ankles, he said, anybody having trouble with your ankle? Well, I don't know how deep the problem went, so I let him lay hands on it. Now, the right one was the worst. It was giving me the most trouble, so he prayed for my right foot. They felt equally fine, equally the same. They wasn't hurting at that moment that he prayed, but he prayed for my right foot. Later on today, that day, we went walking at the walking track, and my right foot felt much better than my left foot. I said, why in the world did I not let him just pray for both of them? I said, I can be so dumb sometimes. Anyway, thank God for healing. Experiencing healing is a blessing. And, you know, God loves us. It's all about the love of God. Nothing's lost in the kingdom of God. My left heel is going to be fine. And I believe God for it. And who knows? He might have another word of knowledge for it. If it, you know, the anointing is better. The anointing was on him to heal ankles at that moment. So we receive according to the measure of our faith. That's how it works. That's how it will always work. That's how it will work forever. But the measure of your faith increases as you have a relationship with God. Now, all the things that I teach and all the things that I say, they are not to be done without a relationship. Relationship is very important. If you don't have a relationship with the Lord, you're missing out. Now, the world, they don't know that they can have a relationship with the Lord unless they hear His word. And the word has to get past that firewall. That's the barrier of deception that Satan did. This is why you can take any child and teach them the word and they'll stick with it. When little children die, their spirits are lit. So when they receive salvation, you know, but a person that's been hardened, they got a firewall against God. Now, if an explosion, a city on fire, destruction, this breaks the firewall down. People start crying out for help. And then God will show them some things. He'll minister life to them and they come out of darkness. And now this happens all the time. People die on operating tables and the Lord is merciful. He show them the other side. The doctor bring them back. They get saved. People want the truth if they can receive it. It's important. Now, people don't know what they've not been taught. And the word says, how can they hear without a preacher? And so with a preacher, you can hear these things. You can learn. You can grow beyond what you've been taught. And the firewall, the anointing can break that firewall down and set a person free. This is why believers need the anointing. Now, In the word that Paul gave us, there's a great anointing in it. Romans chapter 1. I'm reading this because it's so rich and it's so relevant for the time we live. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God, which he had promised afore by his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, concerning his son Jesus Christ, which was made of the seed of David according to the flesh, and declared to be the Son of God with power, according to the Spirit of holiness, by the resurrection from the dead. See, the Lord our God and the King, he's full of power and authority and understanding. And we are too if we receive what he says. Verse 5, by whom we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among the nations for his name, among whom are ye also the called of Jesus Christ. To all that be in Rome, beloved of God, called to be saints, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. First, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. For God is my witness, whom I serve with my spirit in the gospel of his Son, that without ceasing I make mention of you always in my prayers, making request, if by any means now at length I might have a prosperous journey by the will of God to come to you. For I long to see you, that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift, to the end ye may be established. Now, all people are not established. We can be established. Being established is better than being rich. Pearl Bailey once said, I've been poor and I've been rich, and rich is better. That's a true statement. And Kenneth Hagin had, he had two monkeys on his desk. One said, I've been poor and I've been rich, and rich is much, it's the same statement. Being established is much better than being rich. When you're established in your faith, you know God, you can come to town like Jesus and lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. Verse 12, that is, that I may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith both of you and me. Now, I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that oftentimes I purposed to come to you, but was let hitherto, that I might have some fruit among you also, even as among other Gentiles. I am debtor both to the Greeks and to the barbarians, both to the wise and to the unwise. So as much as in me, I am ready to preach the gospel to you that are at Rome also. For I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation, to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. God has protocol in all that he does. It was to the Jew first. They were the strongest. They had the witness before, ahead of time, and also to the Greek. And they would receive it also, because you have to have foundation for the things of God. God saved people that would be strong. He ushered them into ministry first to break the ground and get it ready for new believers. Because every time a man gets saved, he's entering into life, and they need to know how it's supposed to be structured. And the stronger they are in the beginning, the faster they'll grow and the more established they'll become. So that's important. I learned that from the Lord as well. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. The righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. We have to expose the darkness for what it is in the sight of all, and it helps to break down the firewall that they created. And then people can start. See, when I was a sinner, I've been a sinner before, and I got saved after, even though my parents were pastors and they were good pastors. I didn't get saved till I was 19. And I had to make up my own mind, and I didn't want to be a hypocrite. I didn't want to be like what I, in church, you got all kind of people. Some people, I would be playing with the kids. Some of them you know, after church, and we may overhear a conversation. Somebody's talking about the Word of God. Then we tag each other and run. We might overhear some guys talking about going to the club or anything, you know, foolishness. And I said, that's terrible, you know. And I wanted to know that I would do right. So I, for whatever, you know, but the thing is, the point is not that, is this. Because I didn't get saved while my spirit was lit as a child, and sometimes that happens for people, bless their heart, but I got saved as an adult. And I lived years in the world disconnected from God. Now, I went to church. If you would have asked me, are you saved and going to heaven, I would have said, I hope so. You know, I prayed that prayer at night that people pray. Now, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. I prayed that, but I didn't ask Jesus to be my Lord, and I knew I should have. And one day the Lord told me when I was around the 8th or 9th grade, I guess, he said, you're on your own now. I started understanding sin. I think it was between the 7th and 8th grade when the Lord told me that. And I knew I needed to get saved. My cousin, when I was 10, he explained to me salvation and why we need it and what Jesus came to do. I understood it. I knew all I had to do was believe on Jesus. I understood that, but I did not. Now, when you're not saved, you can whatever you do in the world, you can do it and go to sleep. And it don't bother you. You can sin, you can cuss, you can do whatever you got in your brain, and it don't really affect you much. Your conscience may not like it, but you know it's wrong, but you don't really care, and you don't think consequence. But when you get saved, now you have a reference for truth. And see, when I got saved, I saw how dangerous my life really was, how vulnerable I was. I had a revelation that my life was very vulnerable. People that have not gotten saved, they don't know that their life is vulnerable. They don't know that they're about to fall off the cliff into the fire. And that's literally how it is. Because I saw people fall in that fire. They were taken by surprise. They didn't get saved, and they can't go to heaven. No man can go to heaven unless they get saved through Jesus Christ. Now, so verse 17 again. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. It is written, the just shall live by faith. The world needs people that's strong in the Lord to represent him right. If they had better representation, more people would get saved. And I understand and know this. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead. For they are without excuse. Everything God made points to life. It points to him. And people they know that, you know, nobody got it. You don't have to tell a person they're wrong. They know it. They sense it. You know, it's important to understand these things clearly. I'm going to read that verse 20 again. For the visible things of him, of God, from the creation of the world are clearly seen. You got to remember, God made all things, so he knew what we were going to enter into. He knew that darkness would cover the earth and gross darkness to people. So he thought ahead. He loves us. He gave us every chance he could give us. He sent his only begotten son to die in our place. He raised up preachers and evangelists and apostles and prophets and teachers to introduce us to the kingdom of God. And then he sent the Holy Spirit to guide all of us in all truth. And the enemy so tears against all that. That's why there are crooked preachers, crooked apostles, crooked everything, crooked Christians. or they say they're Christians, but they live like the world. And they do things according to the world. But the original creation has stayed the same. He gave us some markers. He gave us something that we can see. The invisible things of God from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. They are without excuse. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. This is why people are so reluctant to enter into salvation, and they throw it away like waste paper. They throw it away like something disgusting. Never researching. People don't even do their own research. They just go by what they allow people to tell them anything. Never even had a relationship with the Lord. And Satan has worked hard to blind people's minds from the Word of God. Keep people out of church. Keep people from reading on their own. You know, it's wrong. Men lost their lives interpreting the Bible for the common man. King James had it written for everyday people. He had it translated from Hebrew, Latin, and Greek into English so people could read it. So did Tyndale. And so did Martin Luther. He had it translated into German. This is why we need to know God. And some of these men died because of what they had done. It's important to know the Lord our God and King. Satan don't want people to know God. And he tries to pervert everything. Verse 21 again. Because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God. Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations. And their foolish heart was darkened. This is the first generation, and this is also many generations after that. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. See, the first generation, they knew God was God. Everybody did. They got on a state of rebellion because of the giants and the demonic giants. The fallen, you know, they were hybrids of human and angels, and that's when men really got into darkness. And then they had appetite for it. Their ways were only evil continually. That's what he's talking about. So now, when people did know God, they didn't enter into the things of God and learn it. Their appetite was geared towards the world. And they lost their soul. Verse 22. Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And changed the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man, and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness through the lust of their own hearts, to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie, and worship and serve the creature more than the Creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections, for even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature. You know, modern TV, I'm ready to get rid of cable, and I'm very discreet about what I watch these days. They're trying to introduce our children and all society into homosexuality. The most evil thing, that's the most evil sex sin you can come up with. And that's just rebellion against God. Satan is trying to, he know the Lord's about to return, and he's trying to turn as many people away from God as possible. So, the church should have been, we should have stopped watching, we should have started making our own movies. Men and women of God should have become, if they would have followed God, God would have raised up writers and movie makers that we could watch, and he did. There are some good shows out there. You have to find them. There are, you have to find them. But there should be more. Because Satan is trying to take people out. When you read Revelation and see all the evil things that happens, it's because men's heart have gotten so far gone. Those things couldn't happen unless there's bloodlust and greed and homosexuality, fornication, adultery. All these things, it brings us down. It kills your appetite for the things of God, and you won't get. And then people will choose not to get saved, and also try to kill people that are saved in Christ. So Satan's trying to change people's nature. Verse 27, and likewise also men, leaving the natural use of women, burn in their lust one toward another, men with men, working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error which is fit. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. They can't return. If you got a reprobate mind, you will not return. You will not respond to the Holy Spirit. And all the people that chose evil and compromised God, when God spit them out of his mouth, this is how it is. When God spit a person out of his mouth, they don't have a mind to come back to God. And they feel justified from the inside out. They don't have an appetite for God at all. They hate him. And sometimes they'll voice it, but they will not turn and leave that junk alone and come back to God. So verse 29, being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection. They have no heartstrings anymore. Their conscience is seared with a hard iron, continuing. Implacable, unmerciful. They can see somebody get destroyed and laugh about it. Verse 32, continuing. Who knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them. And this is the condition of our evil world today. And in following God, I have to be discreet about what I teach. Because people who have appetite for the world, as long as they have appetite for the world, if you give them greater knowledge than what they're used to, they'll mess it up. And that's what the Lord's been dealing with me about lately. He reminded me of that fact. God, he gives people knowledge. He gives knowledge to the babes, people that want to know, and people who are pure-hearted, people who want to receive. That's who he gives knowledge to. So that's who I'm limited to give knowledge to. This website is designed for those who love God. People that hate God will not listen to it. People that have pride in their heart won't even listen to it. But people that love God will. So God has to. He's reaching out to his people who love him. He want to raise up people of faith and introduce his word through faith until he returns. Now, I believe his return is imminent. I'm doing this thing day by day. Every day I wake up, I want to do another broadcast. And I pray and I stay in the Lord's presence until I do the next one. I have a lot of work to do. I have things that I have to take care of. I have goals I have to deal with. And I have family. And I enjoy my family. I decided recently I'm not going to despair about what other people choose to do with their life. I'm going to enjoy the Lord my God and King. I pray and go in his presence so I can minister right. Now, as you're out there in the wide world, pray for people that will hear. Now, don't pray for everybody. Pray for those that have ears to hear and be faithful. And the Lord will give you words to speak to those who love him. God will give you his word for you to speak to them. And do it the way God give it to you. Don't just do what others do. Pay attention to the Holy Spirit. When I became a preacher, I didn't just preach the word like others did. I didn't preach what other people were preaching. I went in God's presence until he gave me a word. Then I preached that. And he always gave me a word. And most time he gave it to me in advance when I was very young in the things of God. Then as I increased, he increased. And then he started giving me greater words and
And sometimes, right before I speak, he'd give me the word. I didn't know what I was going to, I didn't, that was new to me. I remember that God will, just watch him. He's always with you. Don't be alarmed when he do something you're not used to. What happened is you got promoted. And you're entering into, that's how it looks when you enter into a greater glory. When you enter into a greater glory, you're walking into something new. It's new to you, but God prepared you for it, and he's with you. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. Always remember, he's with you, and he has a plan. Regard it and do it. You're going to love it. It's going to work. It's going to be joyous. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.